All right, so this is PJ.
This is PJ. So this is my first podcast, and I wanted to talk about something that affects us in one way or another, and that's fear. So the Webster's Dictionary defines fear as an anxious concern, reason for alarm, strong emotion caused by, caused by people, by anticipation of something, profound reverence, and an awe, especially towards God. So when I think of fear, I think of two different types of fear. There's fear of the world, and then there's fear of God. So how does that apply to us? When we feel the fear of the world, we fear failure, harm, financial lack, death, people, meeting our goals, rejection, things like that. And there's a study from the University of Minnesota that describes fear and anxiety. And what that does to our bodies, it physically weakens us and mentally weakens us. Fear and anxiety. It also impairs our memory. So it's not healthy to have fear of the world. Because 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." That means all those things I mentioned earlier, you don't have to fear those, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And when God's living inside of you, you don't have to be anxious about the world, because the world doesn't give you joy. God gives you joy. So if the world don't give you joy, the world can't take away your joy. And then there's another type of fear. That's fear of the Lord. And when you think of fear of the Lord, think of a little kid and their parents and discipline that kid. When they mess up, they discipline them out of love so that they don't mess up anymore and keep doing that wrong thing over and over again. That's kind of how our fear of the Lord is with us. Because when we sin and when we mess up, God convicts us. God does different things in our lives. And it's up to us to change. It's up to us to make that choice. Because when Jesus died for us, he defeated all those fears. Fears of people and not meeting our goals, our financial lack, and things like that. So, yeah. And also, my pops told me a really good quote, and that is, "Respect all but fear none." And that's really helpful sometimes, because sometimes we're intimidated by people's status. But you can show respect to them, but don't fear them.